Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio. Good music lives here. A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Police have arrested Faith Musonda for disorderly conduct. Lumezi Council has taken possession of Ministry of Health, Agriculture and Community Development assets. In international news, Mali's armed forces say they have killed 18 militants after a series of attacks on military posts. In sports, three referees have been suspended in Zimbabwe for below-par performance.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Police in Lusaka have apprehended Faith Musonda, aged 41, a resident of Chalala, for disorderly conduct. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilari says between 00:30 and 01 hours today, Ms. Musonda, driving a Toyota Fortuner, went to the community house in the New Kasama residential area. Upon being approached by staff members, she allegedly behaved in a disruptive and disorderly manner. Police officers responded swiftly and detained her. The suspect is currently in custody at Woodlands Police Station.
Police officers swiftly apprehended the suspect, who is currently detained in police custody. She will be charged with the offence of idle and disorderly conduct, contrary to Section 178F, Chapter 87 of the Penal Code of the Laws of Zambia, and is expected to appear in court soon.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has intensified operations against drug trafficking across Lusaka and southern provinces, resulting in multiple arrests and seizures. Key arrests include two Chinese nationals charged with trafficking methamphetamines and heroin, two Lusaka residents caught with cocaine, and several individuals found with large quantities of cannabis in Lusaka and Mazabuka. Vehicles and cash believed to be linked to drug crimes were also confiscated. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says all suspects are in custody awaiting court proceedings.
In Lusaka province, DEC officers conducted an operation that led to the arrest of two Chinese nationals identified as Keng Xiaqing, male age 32, and Cheng Jian Cheng, female age 36, both residents of Lilai Extension. The arrest is in connection with the offense of trafficking in 1.5 grams worth of methamphetamine and 0.96 grams of heroin. The officers further seized cash amounting to 8,000 Zambian kwacha, reasonably believed to be proceeds of crime. In another Lusaka operation, the commission conducted an intelligence-led activity which resulted in the arrest and joint charging of two suspects identified as Stanley Simanza, male age 30, and Danny Simole, male age 29, both residents of Chivoria community. The arrest is in connection with the offense of trafficking in cocaine weighing 1.1 gram. Also seized was a Toyota Rectus motor vehicle in which the drugs were concealed.
Lumezi Town Council has taken possession of more than 1,700 fixed and movable assets belonging to three of the four ministries in the district whose functions have been devolved to the local authority as part of the national decentralization policy implementation. A total of 1,762 fixed and movable operating assets from the Ministries of Health, Agriculture, as well as Community Development and Social Services have been handed over to the local authority in accordance with provisions of the Public Finance Management Act No. 1 of 2018. These therefore means effective 1st July 2025, all assets used in the delivery of devolved functions, which include motor vehicles, buildings, motorbikes, office tools and equipment, are now properties which belong to Lumezi Town Council. Lumezi Town Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Irvin Muyambwa says the local authority will now move in to rebrand all relevant assets and infrastructure used in the performance of devolved functions to enhance public recognition of the devolution program.
1,590 assets from the Ministry of Health, which include all clinics, hospital beds, solar panels, vaccine fridges, scales, cooler boxes and benches, among others, have been handed over to the council. And 59 assets from the Ministry of Agriculture, which include 10 motorbikes, 13 buildings and one Nissan patrol vehicle, become properties of the council. Meanwhile, 37 assets and two vehicles, namely Toyota Land Cruiser and Nissan Navara, have been transferred to the council from Social Welfare Department. Further, 74 assets, which include the Toyota Land Cruiser, a motorbike and 37 bicycles under community development, now belong to the council. Government, through Cabinet Office Circular No. 2 of 2023, delegated the devolution of functions, including guidelines on the transfer of operating assets from ministries to the local authorities.
In another development, a 1x3 classroom block has been handed over to Kawe St. Mary's Primary School in Justin Kawe Ward. The classroom block has been constructed using CDF at a cost of over 809,000 kwacha. Meanwhile, CDF loans totaling over 4 million kwacha have been dispersed to 28 beneficiaries. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Kawe Central Member of Parliament Krizosta Piri assured residents that government will continue empowering them through CDF and other empowerment programs.
We are not only commissioning this 1x3 classroom block, we are also handing over loans today to 28 beneficiaries. The total amount of balance is going to be disbursed of 4 million. 772,410 kwacha in our constituents. I want to say that with this money that is going to be flooded in the community, we are going to witness economic development in our communities, and a ripple effect will be even extended through job creation to other people who will be handling the projects that they will impact from the money they are going to receive.
In international news, the Congolese government says it targeted an aircraft which rebels claim was delivering food aid before it was blown up in the district of Minembwe, close to the country's borders with Rwanda and Burundi. It is the latest violent incident in the region since a ceasefire deal was signed in Washington last Friday. The army claims it tracked the plane using radar, found it had entered Congolese airspace without legal permission and bore no identification number, given the force to no choice but to take appropriate measures. But rebels allied to the M23 group, which has seized large parts of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo this year, dispute this. Still in international news, Mali's armed forces say they have killed the 80 Al-Qaeda-linked militants following a series of simultaneous and coordinated attacks on military posts in central and western parts of the country. Officials say the attacks took place in seven towns and cities near the border with Senegal and further north close to the frontier with Mauritania. The army made the statement during a special bulletin broadcast on the armed forces television channel. The jihadist Jama'at Nusrat Islam wa Muslimin group claimed responsibility for what it called coordinated and high-quality attacks and said it had taken control of three army barracks. Regional authorities in Kais and Douila introduced a 30-day overnight curfew on Tuesday due to attacks against positions in the Kais region. We now take a quick break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200 and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Three referees have been suspended from officiating three games.